7 more news. Nursery marks first year in operation. Puffin's Nursery in Dawlish has celebrated its first birthday. The nursery, part of the Puffins of Exeter group, was chosen by a Devon County Council to provide desperately needed places for young children in the town. It took over the premises previously run by Little Swans Preschool, which closed following safety concerns made to regulator Ofsted. The closure left parents struggling, as Dawlish already had an acute shortage of childcare places for under fives. Now, Puffins is marking the first year of opening with a special afternoon tea attended by the new mayor of Dawlish, Councillor Anne Haywood. A spokesman for the nursery said, "What an incredible first year it has been for Puffins at Dawlish. We are celebrating our first birthday and reflecting on a fantastic year filled with friendship, support, laughter, and community spirit. It was a wonderful opportunity to celebrate everything Puffins at Dawlish has achieved in its first year and to thank everyone who has supported us along the way. A huge thank you to our amazing team and everyone who has been part of the Puffins journey so far. Your kindness and encouragement have helped make Puffins such a welcoming and valued part of the community. Here's to many more years of making memories together. It operates Monday to Friday for children from babies up to and including the age of five. Priority for places is given to families living in Dawlish."
Devon's hospitality industry is suffering death by a thousand cuts. Developers are building the wrong sort of homes around the county, and the government is turning its back, according to a local MP. South Devon's Liberal Democrat MP, Caroline Vowden, spoke after the King's Speech had laid out the government's plans for the coming year. She told fellow MPs in the House of Commons that the recent local elections, which saw the Green Party and Reform UK make significant gains in Devon, had shown that people were deeply disappointed in the government. She said it was no wonder people had stuck two fingers up to the administration and moved to the extreme ends of the political spectrum. "In my constituency, new homes in developer-led housing estates are selling for £950,000, said Ms. Vowden. "We are not providing the homes we need, the social homes and the truly affordable homes that young people, young couples, families and people who want to move out from their parents' homes need. We are providing the wrong sort of homes, having a system led by housing developers that are driven by profit will never provide the homes that we need." Ms. Vowden also called on government to do more for the hospitality industry. "In my constituency, Rockfish, the California Inn, the Maltster's Arms and Berry Head Hotel are cutting staff hours, choosing not to employ extra staff or closing 2 days a week so that they can manage on one exhausted chef rather than employing a second, with the owner of the pub having to step into the kitchen when the chef has a few precious days off. This death by a thousand cuts is leaving a devastating impact on youth employment and part-time jobs. Those are the jobs that so many people rely on to combine with parenting, caring and studying. Let us not forget that every teenager who gets a job washing pots or waiting tables is learning valuable skills that will take them forward in the job market for years to come. Youth unemployment now stands at around 20%, and that is utterly shameful. One in five of our young people is unable to get a start in the workforce." And she said the government was ignoring the plight of the West Country.
House Clearance Services Bereavement Support. Rowcroft Hospice is offering a compassionate house clearance service designed to support people across South Devon. Sorting through the belongings of someone who has died can be one of the most emotionally difficult tasks families face after a loss. To help ease that pressure, the charity is offering a house clearance service designed to support people during what is often an overwhelming time. Raising vital funds for the hospice by reselling items in its charity shops, the service provides a sensitive and practical solution. It allows families to step back from the difficult process of packing and sorting belongings, with Rowcroft's experienced team taking care of everything, from carefully packing items to clearing the property. Caroline Wannell, Director of Retail at Rowcroft Hospice, said, "After losing someone you love, the thought of sorting through their belongings can feel incredibly overwhelming. Every item can hold a memory, and the process can be emotionally exhausting at a time when people are already coping with grief. Our team can take care of everything, from the packing of household items and wardrobes of clothing to clearing sheds and garages, with care and sensitivity, allowing people the time and space they need without the added pressure of having to sort through everything themselves." Launched last year and growing strongly, the service has already expanded and is generating valuable income to support the hospice's care. It offers a respectable and professional approach for properties of all sizes, from small flats to larger family houses. Each property and its contents are individually assessed, with customers receiving a free, no-obligation quote, tailored to their specific requirements. Caroline added, "Many people take comfort in knowing that items from their loved one's home may go on to support hospice care for other local families. To cover operational costs, such as recycling fees, transportation, fuel and labour, Rowcroft charges for its household clearance service. Pricing varies depending on the size of the property, the nature of the items to be cleared, and the complexity of the job."
Teen stage stars to put on Grease production. The story of Danny and Sandy, the T-Birds and the Pink Ladies, comes to the stage at the Pavilions, Tynmouth this summer. Youth theatre group, the Teen Stage Stars, will stage Grease at the venue on July the 11th and 12th. It follows their successful production of Matilda, the musical, last year. The group, a community interest company, works with children aged 7 to 14 and welcomes all experience levels. Amanda Corbett, director of DTC Youth Theatre, said, "We believe theatre is about so much more than performing on stage. It builds confidence, friendships, and a real sense of belonging. Watching children grow in self-belief and discover what they are capable of is the most rewarding part of what we do." Tickets can be booked now at www.pavilionstynmouth.com.